Simon & Schuster Australia presents Not Here to Make Friends by Jodie McAllister. Narrated by Maddie Morris and Eileen Huynh. Prologue, Murray. "Okay, Brett," I said. "It's all come down to today. How are you feeling?" Brett shifted uncomfortably on the stool in front of the green screen. "Good, I think."
"You think?" Lily said. "This is one of the last times you have to see this guy's ugly face."
She jabbed me with her elbow.
"And you only think you feel good?"
He cracked a smile and relaxed, just a little. "Okay, I definitely feel good."
"As you should." Lily smiled sunnily at him. "You're about to ride off into the sunset with the love of your life. You should feel great."
"Exactly," I said, in my most reassuring voice. "Now, there's nothing to worry about, okay, mate? This interview is going to work just the same as all the others. Look at me and Lily, not at the camera. Remember to answer in full sentences, because the audience isn't going to hear our questions, just your answers." I'd given him the exact same spiel every single time we'd sat down to record an interview during season 10 of Marry Me, Juliet. Every single time, Brett had either looked directly down the lens, given one-word answers, or both. Brett wasn't the worst Romeo that Lily and I had ever worked with, but he was certainly one of the most frustrating. "The only special thing you need to remember is that at this point in the episode, the audience won't know who you've chosen," Lily said. "So instead of, 'I've fallen in love with Mary Ellen,' say something like, 'I've fallen in love with this woman and I can't wait to tell her.' That way we can make the fact you've picked her a big reveal."
"CJ."
"Hmm?"
"I've fallen in love with CJ," Brett said. "Not Mary Ellen."
"What?" Lily and I said at the same time.
Brett shrugged. "Mary Ellen's hot, but CJ will fit into my life better. We're more compatible."
Lily and I exchanged glances. We were experts at this, literal experts. We'd been working on the Romeo and Juliet shows for 8 years. We could tell when two people were into each other, usually long before they could. But it didn't take an expert to see how Brett felt about Mary Ellen. You could be an alien from another galaxy where they didn't have a concept of attraction and you'd be able to tell.
"Love isn't just about compatibility, mate," I said. "Take it from someone who's divorced. You can be compatible as hell and it still might fall apart."
"And take it from someone who's happily married." Lily waved the hand with her wedding ring at him. "Compatibility is great, sure, but you can be compatible with lots of people. Chemistry is rare. A real connection, that's even rarer."
"We don't want to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?